Well, this is the third Sunday of Advent, everybody, which is Gaudete Sunday, which means rejoice Sunday. You know that all four of the candles have a theme to them. The first candle is the hope candle. The second candle is the peace candle. And then the third is the joy candle. And then the last one for next weekend is the love candle. They all have a theme that kind of is for the whole week, you know. So anyway, it's joy. So I thought, what better to share with you a nice joke? And this one, boy, has it been a while since I heard a joke of this caliber. And what do you call a bee, you know, the insect? Bzz, what do you call a bee from the United States? A USB. Isn't that fantastic? We can thank our seminary, Antonio. His brother-in-law is here visiting for a few weeks. He shared that joke from his grade. Okay, everybody, I was thinking about John the Baptist. You know, he's kind of like a big figure in Advent every year. And remember his first words when he's taken up the ministry. Behold the Lamb of God. And I got to thinking, why didn't he say, like, behold the King of Kings, or behold the Lord of Lords, or behold the Prince of Peace? Behold, because the people would have looked at themselves like, okay, who's that? But he says, behold the Lamb of God. And everybody knew what this was about. Because even from the first pages of Scripture, every Jew would have known. Everybody, even non-Jews, would have known that remember, even like the sacrifice of Cain and Abel, remember how Abel offers the lamb and Cain offers a bunch of fruit, which is not worth much at all. And then God likes Abel's sacrifice of the lamb and not Cain's. And then Cain gets jealous and murders and bloodbath. But then remember Abraham and Isaac, and how Abraham takes his son up to the top of the mountain in strict obedience to God and is prepared to offer that sacrifice. And then God says, don't you dare. I will provide the lamb for sacrifice. And Isaac is spared. Remember the king Melchizedek, and how Melchizedek offered sacrifice of lamb. Remember the Passover meal, and how the blood was sprinkled on the doorposts of the believers, and those were the ones that were set free. Those were the ones that were passed over at the 10th plague. And remember how they had to not just put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, but they had to eat the meat of the lamb in their house the night before. And so all of this lamb, and then John the Baptist comes on the scene, and he says, behold the Lamb of God. That's Jesus. The fulfillment of everything in the Old Testament. Behold the Lamb of God. And what do we say at Holy Mass? The priest says, behold the Lamb of God, as he holds up Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who is the fulfillment of everything, and who takes away the sins of the world. Behold him. And all you see, all the Jews began to listen very attentively because John, they knew exactly who John the Baptist was talking about. And that increased their anticipation. It increased everything. And that's why they were all the more eager to welcome our blessed Lord. Just as we pray we will be at Christmas, all the more eager. I want to take a moment just to think about a certain part of the Mass that we don't often think about. And that is where the priest takes a little piece, it's called the fraction rite, takes a little piece of the Blessed Sacrament, the host, and puts that tiny little piece into the chalice of the precious blood. And this represents that this sacrifice is a living sacrifice. That Jesus is, you see, when the sacrifice is like they separate the blood and the body. That means the thing is dead. Okay? But this fraction, right, which is also called the commingling, the body and the blood are united in the chalice. And it is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our blessed Lord together. And that our Lord, when you receive the host, you are receiving not just the body, but the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. You are receiving the living sacrifice. We are receiving the fulfillment of everything that was pointing to this, pointing to that manger, which a manger is a feeding trough. And Bethlehem means house of bread. This is all pointing to the Eucharist. It's all pointing to the fulfillment. And that's why John the Baptist, that's why the priest echoes those words of John the Baptist at every single Mass. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. And that we come to the Lamb's high feast at every Mass. And if that doesn't give us joy, if that doesn't give us more joy than winning 10,000 games and getting everything going right and winning the lottery and getting a new pair of shoes and getting this dream job and getting this, none of that. This is everything. You see, this is the fulfillment of all of that other. Like, this is the fulfillment, and that you and I receive this gift at every Mass. We receive the living Jesus, the living sacrifice, the fulfillment of it all. And then that gives us the Gaudete. That gives us the joy. You know, I just love being Catholic. I love being Catholic. Could you imagine anything else? Could you imagine life without the Eucharist? Could we imagine life without our Jesus? Absolutely not. And this is what gives us joy. That's why our psalm said, I rejoice in the Lord. Nothing else. The other little joys are all just like pointers, little signs, you know, and God gives us, he's so good. We get joys all the time. My gosh, I've had a week full of joy. But all those joys are just little things pointing to the fulfillment in Bethlehem, which is at every altar and every tabernacle and monstrous in the world, and ultimately fully in heaven, that all of those other little joys are just signposts. And if they're there, great. If they're not, okay, because I'm still going there. And this is what it is about. Rejoice always. And that is why in the second reading, St. Paul has the audacity to say, rejoice in all moments, in all circumstances, in better or for worse, richer or for poorer, the job or not the job, popularity or not the popularity, yeah, the green light or the red light or the health or the sickness, I rejoice in all things. Give thanks to God in all things, because this is, that's where we're going. The fulfillment of it all. And we listen to John the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.